Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, let's pivot a little
bit. We need NBA official trading cards.
We do. We should.
Could you imagine that?
I could imagine that. It's a great concept. Dude, people will buy them.
Oh, come on, dude.
Frame them?
Come on.
What if Laura Britt had a trading card? Would people buy that? What would it say on the back of the baseball card? What would her average be? From last season to a Giants pre and post, was she back? 350?
Well, 313? Triple crown winner for sure.
Triple crown?
Yeah.
Ted Williams?
The host with the most. Yeah. The best mom in the Bay Area.
There you go.
And I would also say the most level-headed Giants analyst that I know.
Probably.
You know?
Probably. Laura Britt, Joyce a roast. Once again, Laura, getting ready for another season. Back from Scottsdale, doing great work. Had a five-hour dinner with Gabe Kaplan. Was it 5 hours, 6 hours? You guys were there all night, huh?
It was a long dinner. I'm actually back in Scottsdale right now, though.
Oh, nice. Really? What's going on?
Yeah. We've got a big NBC Sports is a big weekend where we host a bunch of people. And so tonight I'll be talking with Gabe Kapler and Farhan again in front of some of our crew that we bring out here and just some little chats. So we had an A's night last night, a Giants night tonight, and then we're going to go to the game tomorrow and hang out. I'm really living a tough life.
I mean, where was the invite for us? I like Scottsdale. I like baseball.
I'm not going to lie, and I'm living my best life.
Oh, good for you. Well, let's start with Gabe Kapler and Farhan Zaidi. Bonte and I were having just more of a philosophical conversation regarding how the media, the fans, everyone reacts to the three different teams that are the big three here, Giants, Niners, Warriors. In your estimation, do you think that the Giants, by the fans, the media, etc., it's a full bucket here, are they treated different, or maybe we're less critical of the Giants than maybe the other two teams?
So scoot you back a few steps, because I get this question in regards to
connections breaking up a little bit. We'll try to effort that. Interested to hear what Laura has to say about that. Opening day next Thursday, we got Sixers Warriors. I'm really excited for the Sixers game. I'm actually really excited to see Tony Brothers.
What are you wearing tonight? You wearing some 76 inspired J's or what?
I don't know. I never decide until I get out to shower when I'm ready to go to Chase Center.
And how does that work? Do you put out your own thing, or do you?
I'm like, Anna, what you think about this?
Yeah, that's
she
what
looks
I do.
Ties. Yeah. I need all the help.
Michelle always goes like, and there's some days she's like, yeah, I'll help you. And other days she's like, no, I don't have time for that. I'm worried about what I'm wearing.
She usually helps me a lot.
Does anyone really have a choice?
Exactly.
She usually helps me out a lot. So, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, she looks at the ties. Wear that one. Like the other outfit the other day.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I like that outfit. Try this shirt. Yeah.
You haven't worn that shoes. Baby blue or powder blue suit.
I had a little blue.
Like the one that you have
from
the commercial. Yeah, I haven't seen you wear that outfit in a while.
Got to wear that for the playoffs. It's been raining.
Yeah.
Doesn't like, that brings sunshine. I've been going gray.
I really like your khaki because I have one of those too. Yeah. Your khaki top coat. Technically, I consider that a top coat. Peacoat's more like stops at the thighs area.
Yeah, a top coat, yeah, I do like that.
No, it's really nice.
Makes you feel like a mobster.
Yeah,
you look
phenomenal.
Does it make you feel like a soprano?
Well, you look like Johnny Sack from New York.
Yeah. I do like that, Johnny.
I know.
I like all those jackets. I like four of them. Laura Britt's back on the air. Laura.
I have like four
we're
of
back.
Them.
Yeah,
gray, light gray.
We're
back.
Rephrase the question. Do you think the Giants are covered differently than the other two teams, the Niners and the Warriors?
Yeah, so I get the question, but I do think it's hard to compare any other sport to Major League Baseball. And that's not a cop-out on the question. It's just a totally different beast. When you're talking about 162 games compared to 17 or, you know, 82, or it's just a different, it's a different beast when you're talking about Major League Baseball. It's a lot, it's a long game. You've got to wait for players to develop. You've got to, it's just a lot more investment in baseball than it is in other sports. Not saying that the 49ers don't have a rich history or the Warriors. I mean, you have to be very patient. It's not like you can determine within the first 10 games of the season what the team's going to be. It takes time and it takes investment. So, yes and no, they're covered differently and they're felt, it's a different feel for fans because of the essence of baseball. So I'm not trying to like cop out the question.
It's fair.
I just, you know what I mean? I mean, you guys know, you know that watching baseball and being invested in baseball is so different.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I went to a few Niners games this year and obviously covered the team. Those games, when I was hosting those shows, we even cover it differently. It's just so much more weighty for each and every game. So I get it, but, you know, going back to a conversation you guys were having a bit earlier, I was tuning in to the Morning Roast.
Thank you.
Wow, all the way from Scottsdale. Damn, Odyssey
app. You're the first lady of the
Roast. Downloading the Odyssey app. There you go. This is what happens when you download the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
I was watching on YouTube, but either way, like the Giants hat, Dasky.
Thank you.
But going back to the conversation you guys were having earlier about the in-game experience, I think this, some of the best ballparks, one of the best ballparks in all of Major League Baseball is Oracle Park.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They are missing that flair. There's a flair missing. Mm-hmm. And I went back and you know, one of the most fun stories last year was Edwin Diaz's narco entrance music with Timmy Trumpet.
Timmy Trumpet.
I went back and watched it after you guys were talking about that, and I was hyped.
Exactly.
You can't manufacture that, so it has to be created naturally. So not saying we can... you know, maybe if we put our three brilliant minds together this morning on the Morning Roast, we can come up with something. But they've got to have something like that.
Yeah.
Where it gets everybody hyped to go to a game. And it's got to be more than just food. It's got to be more than just the ballpark, because the ballpark is one of the best.
It is.
There's just this, like, magic sauce that's missing.
Mm-hmm. Even when Camilo Doval came in a couple years ago, he came in with the beat coming in hot. And it was banging, and the beats were blaring in. Last year, they switched it up, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. Also, the replay system. But also, Laura, if you were listening, you probably heard my disappointment about Casey Schmidt, and I started off with the big league club. Look, they have a lot of veterans. I think the Giants will be better than last season. But it is a bit disappointing to me that Casey Schmidt had to turn the cover off the ball in spring training. It's going to start in Sacramento instead of starting at Yankee Stadium. Are you a bit disappointed in that?
You know, I trust the process, and I don't think that it's going to be... I mean, you're going to see him. You'll see him at some point this season. So I think that it's just a wait, and then I'll have something exciting to talk about in a month or two.
Right.
With the Giants on our broadcast. So, yes and no. I mean, I try not to get too high. Shasky said I'm the most even-keeled Giants person that covers
the team.
You are.
Trust me, you are.
I meant that as a badge of honor.
No, it is.
Because we're irrational. We're nuts.
So I have to bring you back down to reality, Shasky. That's my role.
Exactly.
So I just try and stay pretty even-keeled. That was something that I think I learned last season doing a full baseball season. Because, you know, I dabbled with the Giants and the A's before when I was covering the Niners full-time. But you've got, it really is, it's kind of the mindset of baseball players, how they don't get too high on a win, they don't get too, you know, low on a loss. Although I will say, if there's a really good win, we get pretty excited on the post-game show.
Yeah. Well, we saw Carlos run around after Arizona Diamondbacks win.
Exactly. I mean,
like, Carlos piped out, dude, it's May, and it's the Diamondbacks, but, you know.
You got to dial it back just a little bit. Yeah, listen, I cannot reel in Carlos Ramirez. He's on his own planet. So I try and you know,
you got that right.
I can.
So Laura, like I think it, you reference football when you're covering the team, like blocking and tackling. It seems so basic, yet we never break it down, right? Like, can you block the opponent and run the ball well and protect for your quarterback? Can you tackle the opponent behind the line of scrimmage and in space? Like, those aren't things that are sexy, but there's like such the meat and potatoes of the sport. Like, when it boils down to its essence, do I think the Giants are going to hit this year? Yes. Can they field and will they have enough pitching? Like, I think that those are the two biggest question marks that I have on this team, and I'm really worried about those elements. They were horrible, you know, defensively last year. They ran out of pitching, I feel like, at times in 2020 and in 2022. Do they have enough of either one of those elements?
Oh, I think they've improved on fielding. I mean, right, Chasky? They've improved this season on fielding. That was a focus, especially in the outfield.
The outfield, yes. I would agree, outfield. But like third base, Longoria, when he plays, was a really good defensive third baseman.
Yeah, but he was on the team last year when they had
he missed
really
a
bad
time.
Defense.
Yeah.
So I think that there's an improvement there. And you've got younger guys that are looking to prove themselves. And I get that, you know, they're not Brandon Crawford. They haven't seen everything. I don't even think it's going to take some time. I think there's an improvement there. I don't think you're going to be as disappointed as you were last season with the fielding. I think that's gotten improved. And then one of their big focuses this season was on pitching and on the pitching staff. I think it's an up and up on both of those. And if anybody, I've been watching the chat, and some people, you know, I'm not as familiar with some of your roasters. So, hi. I host all the Giants coverage on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Well, they know.
But
they know.
Well, some of them, I see some new people, so I just want to make sure that...
Oh, yeah, good job. Yeah.
You know, that we're bringing in the new listeners.
Laura's
well.
Doing our job for us.
This is why you're the best. Exactly.
This is why you're a professional and we're not.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why we're just holding the seat for you. Farhan's idea to Giants. Go ahead. Go finish up, Laura. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I think with the pitching staff, you know, closing games was a problem last year for the two. They shored up the bullpen. Because what was so disappointing last season, definitely the fielding. I mean, that's just
it was so bad.
That's the biggest bummer when there's just a routine ball and somebody doesn't catch it. It's so frustrating as a fan, too, watching, I imagine. As a host, it's frustrating for us, too. You want those plays. Those are everyday plays that need to happen. And even some of the ones that aren't, you expect Major League Baseball players to be able to make those, right?
Mm-hmm. Laura, let me give you a quick slogan. This is the Chasky family slogan, on or off the diamond, at any point. Somebody just make a play. it's like, just make a play.
That's how you feel. But I think it's going to be improved this year. There was a lot of focus on the pitching staff, and I think that closing out games is going to be better, because what was really frustrating last year is you'd get to the ninth inning, and it felt like 8 out of 10 games they were losing when they were ahead. So I think that you got to be able to close out games and make the routine plays. So I think if they can get that magic sauce at the park, which we need a meeting of the mind.
At least they have crab fries.
Hey, some breakfast.
They do have crab fries there. They do have crab fries at Oracle Park this weekend. So, I mean, this season. So your boy may go to more than one game or more than two games this season. But Farhan Zaidi, he was speaking yesterday during the broadcast, Laura. And we are talking to Laura Britt, host on NBC Sports Bay Area, pre and post Giants. She's done some Dove Talk Live for the Warriors. Of course, we know on the Niners. Farhan Zaidi, what's your impression of him? And somebody asked us the question earlier. Can Farhan lead an organization? And we've been pretty disappointed with Farhan, to say the least. What's your impression on Farhan, and do you think this is a make it or break it season for him?
Yeah, I have a different view on Farhan because I do have, you know, face-to-face interactions with him. Some people get frustrated with him from the media perspective. He's actually a really great guy to talk to. I don't feel like I'm getting the workaround when I talk to Farhan, and maybe it's just because he's really good at what he does. But I really do feel like he's genuine when you talk to him. Can he lead? Yes, he can lead. I think the issue that fans have with him is how he decides to lead. There's a big problem before this offseason is that fans wanted the Giants to spend money that they have. They tried to spend money. So I think that story's old. You can't say that they won't spend money. They tried to. They had some really unfortunate situations, one big unfortunate situation, and then Aaron Judge, who apparently was never going to come to the Giants anyway, and wanted to stay with the Yankees. But with the Correa situation, they were trying to throw out money this year. So they're not scared to spend money. And this is where I'm going to, you know, bring everybody back down to reality. You don't want them spending bad money. I get that you want them to spend money and bring in a big name player. They need that. They know they need that. The Giants know they need that. You don't want them to spend frivolously on somebody that's not worth it. You want to make sure that that money's going the right direction. And I think that's what's frustrating is now you've got to wait again.
Yeah.
And it is a 162-game season. So now you got to wait until October to find out, are we going to be in the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes or not? Well, you've got to wait for that. And that's what's frustrating about it. But you don't want, think about the opposite. You don't want the Giants spending a ton of money on a player that's not worth it in 5 years, 7 years.
No, I hear you on that. I think the biggest problem, and it's been quite a while, they can't develop anyone and haven't developed anyone, so they're forced, because there's many ways to build a team, trade for them, develop from within, or sign free agents. They're forced to overpay, right? And like, and there's only so many guys that hit free agency that are worth that kind of money. So,
but what about Kyle Harrison?
We haven't seen him. I mean, we haven't seen him yet, you know? Like, who knows? I heard about Tim Alderson for, 4 or 5 years, and he never came to fruition. They ended up trading him away. But for every Alderson, there was one Bumgarner, right? So, like, we have to see. I don't know. And I guess that's where the optimism, right? So, like, Laura, you're asking, like, Joe, why are you optimistic this year? And Logan Webb, I want to see what he's got going. I want to see Doval. I do want to see this bullpen because I think that will be a strength of the team. And then eventually, I want to see Casey Schmidt, and I want to see Harrison. What are some of the things that make you optimistic and look forward to for this team?
I think it's going to be interesting to see how eventually Haniger, when he gets, you know, healthier, and Michael Conforto, how they need a little splash in the lineup. I'm interested to see how that pans out this season because that's going to be a big factor for the Giants. Defensively, I'm interested to see how that plays out, too. What gets me really excited for the team? I think it's going to be the whole picture of it. That's not a sexy answer. But, that's my realistic brain coming in. They're not proven. You know, this is not a proven crew. This is a really new-look Giants team. This is kind of an overhaul on the squad. So I'm not one to jump all the way in and say, this is going to be the greatest season they've ever had. You know, I'm realistic about it. You know, I don't, you know, they might be right at what Vegas has them. What did they have them at? Like 82?
84. Somewhere, 80, yeah, somewhere 82, between 82 81. And 84. I've seen all that.
I think 85 win. Yeah. I'm right around 85 wins, considering how many teams aren't competitive in the NL at the bottom.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Like, everybody's throwing out the Diamondbacks, and I don't think you can do that.
No, they're good.
No, they're legit.
I like their team. They got Corbin and my boy Alec Thomas. They got ballers.
They got some boppers. Rojas. They definitely have some players. And I'm eager to see the Rockies and what Chris Bryant does if he is healthy. He basically didn't play last season.
Yeah.
But they always have hitters at Coors Field. Laura, we won't keep you too long. We've got to run here, but you're in Scottsdale, Arizona. We're so jealous. Mr. Britt, you left him with all three kids? How dare you, Laura?
Right.
Wow.
I'm living my best life. He's living his best dad life.
Oh. No doubt. Hey, we apologize to him. He came up short in a Doobie Awards this past year for the best freestyle.
Big bummer.
But he was really good. Maybe he could step his game up later on in the season. Laura, we'll see you when you get back. Always good to hear from you. And Giants baseball next Thursday, Yankee Stadium. You guys will be on the air early. Let's reel in Carlos Ramirez, though. Tell him to lay off the coffee.
It's going to be an hour-long pregame show, so be sure to join us on NBC Sports Bay Area. Oh. Also, Bonte, Shafty, lunch sometime. Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
We were talking about that in the studio.
Off air, very quickly, I'm just going to throw this at you. Give this to Richie Aurelio when you see him. Shafty thinks that if Aaron Judge takes one freaking swing in the Yankee-Giants series, I'm going to blow my top off. He needs to be hit or intentionally walked or thrown at every single at-bat for playing us in the offseason.
Hot take.
No, that's a real take.
Trust me. That's a loud take, but it's not a hot take, Laura. You know how Shasky feels about that. But Aaron Judge will hit two home runs, and we'll all enjoy it. Laura, take care.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.